Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Wisconsin is lagging behind some other states in a category that I was not aware really existed until today, as I learned that Pennsylvania is getting an official amphibian, a nocturnal unsightly salamander that is also known as a snot otter, a lasagna lizard, and a mud devil.
All great names, too.
The Eastern Hellbender
baseball teams
can grow to be more than 2 feet long and is battling declining numbers across much of its range in the United States. And Wisconsin does not have an official amphibian, which seems, you know, a little bit odd to me.
Right.
When 24 states already do, according to Don Orlando, did some sketch. Our producer Don Orlando, and Illinois has one. Did you know that? You're from Illinois.
I am, but I don't know what it is.
It's the Eastern Tiger Salamander. Minnesota has the Northern Leopard Frog.
You know, it's been a while since we've had one of our dumb campaigns, I think.
But I don't know what amphibian it should be. I'm not really all that up on the amphibians of Wisconsin.
You got to start small, Kitty, and we got to start with the new mayor. She's just settling in.
An amphibian of Madison, maybe?
Yeah.
What's the name of that tiny, tiny little toad that hops around in the grass? It's like so tiny. They're like the size of a thumbnail, and I remember like catching them as a kid. But they weren't really in Stevens Point, but like when I was visiting relatives, there'd be like toads everywhere.
Really?
And then you catch them and they pee on you. Don't you think that would be, what is the, or is that, or is...
Is this some kind of like, what? I feel like this is something like when you were in college, some kind of, you had a few, too many cocktails. They pee on you. How would you even know that that tiny thing is peeing on
you? Well, because you get a little liquid.
Maybe it's just wet because it was in the water?
Toads are land, these are land toads.
And they would just pee on you? Maybe they were
crying tears. They were nervous.
Right.
Anyway,
let's bring it into the mayor's office. I think this is, we need to welcome in the new mayor.
But we need to have more of a proposal than this.
I think we should just tell it the way it is.
Because are there...
Ask her if she knew when she would, did she used to pick up tiny toads and they would pee on her. I like it, Kitty.
But I don't know if they have those in Madison. It has to be an amphibian that we have.
All right.
And I really don't see that many amphibians.
No,
when
me
I'm
neither.
Out and about.
No.
There's,
I mean,
not
gotta
even...
Be.
Is there even a store named after an amphibian here? I can't think of one. I don't know. This just sort of came to me as I was
certainly
being,
has.
As I was being upset about
Wisconsin lagging
behind other states when it comes to official amphibians.
Because we have a lot of other official things that you are well versed on.
You want to quiz me?
I don't even know what the categories are anymore.
Official state dirt?
Is what?
Anago silt loam?
Mm-hmm.
Official state fossil, trilobite, official state animal, cow.
See? We need to go into the mayor's office,
take
up her time.
Official state wildlife animal, white-tailed deer.
There it is. And
official state flower, wood violet. I'm not looking at a list,
by the way. No, she's not. And the official amphibian, the peeing hand toad. I believe that's what it's called, right? 839 and 105.5 Triple M. Somehow this show, we started talking about toads, because how did it even happen? Because somebody just named the...
Pennsylvania is getting an official state amphibian, and I realized upon research by Don Orlando that Wisconsin has no official amphibian, nor does Madison.
And so then we were trying to come up with one and trying to think what would be appropriate, and let's leave it. The phone lines are lighting up. Let's leave it to Triple M listeners. Oh, Triple M.
Hey, I got your Madison amphibian.
Go ahead.
The handphibians.
Nice.
Oh,
well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nancy. I've been doing some frog research and toad research.
Yes, yes, Nancy.
I remember those little toads, Kitty. I do, but I couldn't find them. But according to the website, gonefroggin.com, the American toad is the only toad found in Wisconsin, and it's found throughout the state, and it's very handsome.
And does it pee on your hand?
No, it doesn't. Those little bitty ones aren't showing up here, and I don't know. They must have a different name or be some a different kind of a species that we're not thinking of.
Both of you imagined it, but that's okay.
No.
He's so mean.
It's like the size of your thumbnail.
All right, we're making some progress.
Well, one is the name of a band, though, so right. I don't know if that really...
No, I think that would be perfect.
For Madison.
Absolutely. 105.5 MMM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.